Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The All Business Podcast, this week we talk about Trinity Yoga Therapy in South Stafford. Suzanne Ludlam is here with us talking about Trinity Yoga Therapy. I guess, Suzanne, welcome. Welcome to All Business.
Thank you, Ted.
Trinity Yoga Therapy, I'm guessing that yoga therapy is something different than what we think about when we talk about yoga.
It is. Yoga therapy is an emerging specialty in the integrative health sciences. And as time goes on, you'll hear more about it, but it's still relatively new, and there's still a very strong misperception about what yoga therapy is. And I have to say that we have the commercialization and marketing of yoga in this country to thank for that misperception. But people like me are here to set the record straight.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. I guess to have done this, that before you got involved with yoga therapy, that at some point you were involved with yoga.
Yes, every yoga therapist comes through the channels of being a yoga teacher. Not every yoga teacher goes on to be a yoga therapist. That takes a lot of extra training. That's another 800 hours of training. I gravitated towards therapeutic yoga and then got into the full field of yoga therapy pretty organically, because when I first started practicing yoga over 20 years ago now, it had a profound effect on me mentally and emotionally. Mm. I had had panic attacks from the time I was 12 years old, and I didn't start a yoga practice until I was almost 40. Okay, so I just aged myself. But after a year of yoga practice, I discovered that the panic attacks disappeared. They were gone. And that's not because I wasn't trying other modalities. I tried a lot of other modalities, medication, therapy, biofeedback, nothing worked. But it was such a profound effect that I felt that I said, I need to look into this more. I need to research this. I need to study this practice called yoga. And that just over time led to more training, mm-hmm. and then led to more training. And then eventually, when the field of yoga therapy was more or less launched as a modality in this country, I said, I need to be on board with this, because this is sort of what I'm doing de facto anyway with people, but I need to be credentialed. So that's why I went through the training. And I actually got my master's degree in it. There's only one school in the country, as far as I know, that offers a master's degree in yoga therapy. It's a master of science. It's up in Maryland. There are other yoga schools and yoga studios that are credentialed as being a yoga therapy school who offer yoga therapy trainings. But the standards by which we all need to be trained are consistent across the board. So wherever you get trained, you know, you can be credentialed as a certified yoga therapist as long as you meet those educational standards and the competencies. It's a two-year program. It's very intense. There's a year of practicum in addition to coursework. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, when you graduate, then you can submit your credentials to International Association of Yoga Therapists. They are the accrediting organization, and they will certify you as a yoga therapist. And that's really the gold standard for when someone's looking for a yoga therapist. That's what they look for. Someone who's actually been trained, yeah. gone through a training program, and is certified.
And you have. Well, good for you.
It's worth it.
So once you go from yoga to yoga therapy, what What happened? Where does yoga therapy then kind of go off and add to what you get with yoga?
The main difference is that a yoga therapist works with people individually. It's usually a private practice. You work with someone one-on-one. It involves a pretty extensive intake, typically a musculoskeletal evaluation, oftentimes a breath assessment, because the way we breathe or the way we don't breathe can reveal a lot about our emotional state.
Interesting.
So there are certain things that the yoga therapist will look for when the client is sitting or laying reclined, breathing, that will reveal information and give valuable information to the yoga therapist. You can have small group classes in yoga therapy. However, you still need to have your clients and the people in the class go through an intake, and typically they are all there for the same reason. So right now I'm running a trauma series, and it's a 6-week series. They all went through just a very brief intake, but they're all there for the same reason.
Okay.
So I structure this hour-long class to meet the needs of people who are trauma survivors. But the vast majority of the people I work with I see them in private practice.
I was going to ask you just what kind of people come to you and look at yoga therapy as something that will be beneficial to them.
Oftentimes, people come to me because they either can't participate in a yoga class, or they don't feel comfortable participating in a group class, or they've got conditions that prevent them, or they're in a deep depression, or they've experienced trauma, and there are certain triggers perhaps in a group environment that prevent them from being in a class. Yoga therapy is very client-centered. Public yoga classes are student, you do teach your students, but we don't always know, we as teachers don't always know the background and the history and the conditions of every single person in class, and that's something that we should know as teachers. But just by the nature of being in and teaching a group of people, most of whom you probably don't know what their issues are or what they bring into the classroom, you know, onto their mats with, it makes it difficult to address certain people when issues come up. For instance, there are certain breathing practices that should not be taught to people who have bipolar disorder, because it could create a manic episode. There are a lot of breathing practices that you may not want to do with people who have trauma, because that could reactivate them. And these are things that you learn in yoga therapy training. And I'm in no way criticizing yoga classes and yoga teachers. I am still a yoga teacher, and I go to a yoga class, and I love my teacher, and I love my class. And I teach one class a week. It's just the nature of a yoga class is different than the nature of yoga therapy.
Isn't that interesting, though, that I guess a lot of that even falls on the individual themselves. If I have some of the things you talked about, just going to a yoga class, you know, could do me more harm. I could be thinking, you know, this is what I need, when in fact I need what yoga therapy offers.
It could do harm. I have not seen that happen very much in my years teaching. I would say that for the most part, if people get injured or if they do harm in a yoga class, it's because they push themselves too far.
Okay.
Because there is yet another misperception that I need to be in this pose and I need to, quote, look a certain way. My body needs to be in a certain position. And that's not true at all. There are lots of modifications. I have people both in classes and in my private practice where they spend the entire time laying on their back breathing, because that's all they can handle, and that's fine.
Yeah.
The rest of the class is going through a vinyasa flow or going, you know, doing sun salutations or balance poses, and I might have one or two people who just stay in child's pose because that's what they need. And those are people who allow themselves to listen to their bodies and honor what their bodies are telling them that they need and honor what their minds are telling them that they need.
Trinity Yoga Therapy in South Stafford, our focus this morning on the All Business Podcast. Suzanne Ludlum is here. What got you involved in yoga years ago?
Well, I have to say that it goes back further than 20 years. So when I was 19, I heard about this thing called yoga, and so I went to try it out, and it was just ho-hum, yawn, sleepy time for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was 19. I was a runner. I did aerobics. I did Nautilus. You know, I was kind of high-energy type A person. So it was a little too slow-paced for me. I let it go, and then about 20 years later, I got curious again. I had entered into my second marriage that was a mistake to begin with, and I needed something to distract me from the misery of my situation and just an outlet for my stress. Now, having said that, I wasn't aware that yoga could be good for stress. I just wanted a physical outlet.
Yeah.
So I went to a yoga studio that opened up in town. And after my first class, I sat in my car and said, wow, I feel different. There's something missing. And I sat for a little bit longer and realized that what was missing was my anger that I had carried around with me for so long. And I said, this is big. I have to explore more. I have to find out what this yoga thing is all about.
Isn't that interesting?
And that's how I got
started. That you could feel that right away.
Right away. And I don't, you know, not everybody feels something right away. Sometimes it takes weeks or months. But, you know, some people, yeah, they just come in, they go through, they experience something in their minds and in their bodies that they never did before. And they said, okay, this is delicious. I want more.
Well, and that kind of answers a question of I've always wondered how, I mean, yoga has really, there are yoga studios now around here all over the place. And obviously a lot of people, and I know people that do it, and they have the same story as you, that as soon as they started it, they saw a difference.
What I've heard from people, and this is true for myself as well, is what brings people back to the mat is a different reason than what brought them to the mat their first time. Most people try a yoga class or try a yoga practice because they, you know, they want to get stronger or they want to get more flexible. I'll add a little bit to my story. Another reason why I tried out my first yoga class 20 years ago was I have these spindly arms and Madonna had these buff biceps and I heard that she did yoga. So I was like, cool, I'll go to yoga and I'll get buff biceps. And truth be told, that's the other reason why I started a yoga practice.
Oh, that's fun.
So I was brought to the mat primarily for the physical aspects,
yeah.
Also for a distraction from, you know, my unhappiness at the time, and obviously you heard my story. I was hooked.
Wow. Suzanne Ludlum with Trinity Yoga Therapy in Stafford on the All Business Podcast. Besides what you do with Trinity Yoga Therapy, you're also also author of a book, An Imperfect Pilgrim, that tells your story.
Yes. The book came out a year ago, and it tells my story of trauma, loss, and healing, and hope. And through not only traditional venues such as psychotherapy and medication, but also mind-body practices, which really were in large part the key to me eventually being able to sustain a more healthy mental state.
Yeah, and yoga played a part in that, and I guess just just your story in this book, your life story, is that also what kind of maybe pushed you towards wanting to be able to do the therapy side of things too?
Yeah, I will say honestly, yes, because it helped me so much. I feel that it could help other people too.
We talk about the various options that people have for yoga around here. How do you go about finding a place? Is it just to find comfort? You know, do you feel comfortable with a with a teacher or a group, or in your case, maybe you don't want to be with a group, and you need to have something more.
If you're new to yoga and you want to try out a class, there are plenty of studios in the area. Try out different classes. Try out different teachers. People tend to resonate with the teacher more than other teachers, and then they stick with that teacher. If you're interested in yoga therapy, you don't want to be in a group environment, or you just feel like you want to test the waters first, well, let me go work with one person individually and see if it's something I even can do in a group environment, mm-hmm. then you go to a yoga therapist. My structure in my practice is we have about a 90-minute intake, which involves about a 5-page intake form where you fill out, you complete questions that address your physical realm, your emotional realm, your energy realm. What's your social support system like? What kind of medication are you on? Mm-hmm. And that's important for me as a yoga therapist to know, because there are medications that, yes, you're taking them because you need to take them, but they may have side effects that a yoga practice might interfere with in terms of breathing, or in terms of being, you don't want to do inversions because of blood pressure or whatever. And that just helps me be better informed as to how to design a practice for my client.
How often does a person come and see? I mean, I guess everybody's situation is different.
Right. Everybody's different. I typically see people once a week or once every 2 weeks. Occasionally, I will see someone they would like to come twice a week. Most of my clients come about once a week or once every 2 weeks. Occasionally, someone comes once a month. And what's important in a client-yoga therapist relationship is that the client is honest with keeping up with a home practice or not keeping up with a home practice. I always give a home practice based on my findings in the evaluation, mm-hmm. based on their needs, based on our conversation during the first appointment. Why are you here? What goals do you hope to achieve? Where are you on a physical level? Where are you on an energetic level? Where are you on an emotional level? And I don't ask these outright. This is all information that's revealed through the intake. And then with my client, I will design a home practice that fits their ability to do and fits their time. So if someone says, I only have 5 minutes a day for this, I'm very busy, I commute, I've got kids, I've got ailing parents, I'm not going to give them a home practice that requires an hour out of their day, because they won't do it. And what's the point? I'll give them a 5-minute practice, and then we'll build on that as their time opens up and allows.
Okay. Do people stay with this indefinitely? Do they do it for, 6 months or a year? Or how? And again, I guess everybody's different.
I recently was in touch with a long-term client of mine. He was one of my trauma clients and active duty military. And it had been about 3 or 4 years since we had stopped working together. And I had worked with him for about 2.5 years. And he was having a promotion ceremony at the Pentagon, and he invited me to come to his promotion ceremony. And he did that because he said, what I learned working with you has helped me get to this point, has allowed me to advance in my career where I could be promoted to full bird. And that to me was worth everything I do.
Yeah.
And so, yes, to answer your question, he still sticks with it. Most of my clients who I am, obviously still working with, and many of them who I'm not working with anymore, if I run into them or they get back in touch with me, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, I'll say, how's your practice going? Are you still able to keep up with any of it? Oh, yeah, I do the breathing every day. Or, oh, yeah, I get on my mat at least twice a week. So, yeah, it pretty much is everlasting. It's long lasting.
Boy, and how exciting must, because I was going to say to you, how exciting must it be to see someone come in and be at a certain point, and then to be at, whether you're at a Pentagon ceremony or having someone say, I'm still doing it.
It is. It's very exciting. It's very validating.
Yeah.
I believe in what I'm doing. I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. But to have someone say, I'm still doing this because it's still so helpful to me, it gives me so much joy in my heart to know that this practice has helped them improve their quality of life. Because that's what it's about,
yeah.
Improving your quality of life.
The whole yoga therapy, are there many of you around? You know, are there many of you around?
Not in this area. There aren't too many of us around.
I was going to say, I had not. That to me, this was all totally new.
Well, you'll hear more about it as time goes on. There will be more yoga therapy schools opening up. To be accredited, that's a different process, and that's a pretty rigorous process, and it takes several years. So you might not hear of any schools opening up in the next year or so, but there are things down the pike.
Well, we're fortunate then to have you around because the specialized things you offer, if you weren't here, I get a lot of people around here would probably have to go great distances. It sounds like.
You can find people in D.C. You can find people up in Maryland because that's where the school was where I, you know, got my training and where I got my master's degree. In other cities, you can find a lot of people. It's a little more challenging to find people in rural areas. And this is not really a rural area. It's more kind of suburban, leaning towards becoming urban.
Yeah.
But you can go to the International Association of Yoga Therapists website. It's IAYT.org, and look for a yoga therapist. The important thing that you want to look for is someone who's actually been trained, gone through a training process, gone through an official yoga therapy training process.
And this is the kind of thing it sounds like too. If you know of somebody who's may need something like this, something a little bit more specialized and a little bit more personal. Mm-hmm. You know, direct them your way.
And if I can't help someone, I will refer them the best of my ability. Now, my focus is mental health. However, there are other yoga therapists who may focus in other specialties. I know someone up in Baltimore. She's at Johns Hopkins, and she works with people who have arthritis. There's also yoga therapy specialties for people with cancer, for people with low back pain. And before I really started focusing on working with people with mental health, I saw a garden variety of clients. Low back pain, scoliosis, osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. A lot of my clients have MS for some reason. And a lot of the conditions and the illnesses that I just mentioned have depression and anxiety as comorbid factors.
Yeah.
So I hate to say it, but that's a ubiquitous thing that you see threaded through a lot of different illnesses.
I never thought of it. Yeah, this would be you really are able to help a lot of different people with a lot of different circumstances.
Right.
Best way to contact you just is through the website trinityyogatherapy.com.
Yes, trinityyogatherapy.com. Go onto my contact page and I will receive an email that will indicate that you've contacted me through that page. You can also call me. My number is 540-841-2790, and that's my work number, that's my cell number, and that's the only number I use.
Suzanne Ludlam with Trinity Yoga Therapy, trinityyogatherapy.com. Suzanne, thank you so much. We'll do this again sometime. Thanks.
Thanks, Ted. It was a pleasure.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com. Keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com. The best way to get in touch with me, Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.